somebody willfully is doing it. And that's all. I mean, it just, there's no other consequence.
They're all there, you had everybody there, and there's no need for any of that now at all. Well, they got it across by, they, people don't do it because, and many people, well, they're mad at somebody doing it, but most people don't do it because they want to hurt you, they're just dumb. They're taken in with a goddamn press.
Henry made the point after you finished that what you were saying to them was not for them to use in talking to people, it was only for them so they'd understand the background of this thing. But, and then I came in and made the point that we had set up backgrounders with the staff for briefing meetings, with the staff at Cambodia time and at other major events, you know, to tell them what was going on so that they were able to communicate with other people. But that this time it was for a different purpose. This was not so they would be able to communicate with other people. It was so they would know as much as they needed to know for now as to what the status of this thing was and to understand the reasons why they should not communicate with other people. Press, friends, social, or anything else. And then this was a different situation, and that on this one we would not be having a series of staff briefings to keep people up to date on what's going on in China. We wouldn't be going into anything further on it. They should not expect to be kept up to date. I think it's worth making that point, because we have on the others, when we were in a crisis or a big developing story, we've gotten them together periodically and kept them posted on it. I don't think we want to on this one.
It's just forgotten.
And they might as well not think they're going to get it now. Then I made, at the end, Raj Morton's point, because I think it was a good one for the staff, that the opposition is now going to take us on domestic grounds because they aren't going to be able to do much on the one thing. And this gives us an opportunity. We'll have plenty to talk about, plenty to do from a staff and cabinet viewpoint on the grounds that, where there is responsibility without having to get into the China question.
The AGB is a hardened staff in this because, you know, they're all well-intentioned, loyal, and aggressive. By God, they've got to be hard. I don't think sometimes they get the message otherwise.
What do you think? You weren't too hard at all.
Everybody. We have to be tough on them. They do lead. God damn it, this administration leads like a sieve. It's because we've been too easy. Don't you think so?
Yes.
And so we just told them, it's not going to happen anymore. I took a look at the news magazines there. Right. I thought that, I told Henry, I agreed with you, they're really overdoing the Rogers bit a little. And I feel that some state actors put it out that Rogers and several of his aides have been informed of goddamn nobody.
Is that in one of the magazines?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Some of his top aides. Well, of course, some state department guy put it out that some of his top aides have been informed. They were informed of goddamn. The only problem is not that they were informed, but then it goes on to make a gratuitous point that Eddie and Laird were not informed. Well, now, if you inform some shit as to the state point, then you inform Eddie and Laird. See my point? Oh, well, that's state for you. That's the way they put it. It's been
Marshall Green trying to make sure nobody thinks he didn't.
It is extremely well handled. It's extremely well handled, and so forth. And, considering the bent of the magazines, they give as much play as you can imagine to them, as you could expect to the presidential role here. You know, they have a lot of against you, which is all right. But you were absolutely right that the whole tendency would have been to play it all as either a Rogers boy or a Kissinger boy, or to get the hell off of here. But in this instance, do a little grudgingly, but they have to say it.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's...
How do you expect them to turn around and do it?
They found to do it grudgingly, and the amazing thing is that they did it.
I couldn't agree more. The average person will not see that it's... situation today with the economy. Let's see how he's feeling in the rest.
Oh, I talked to him. Squeery doesn't want to talk with me beforehand because he didn't want to get together, and I started to check a couple of things. He said, well, it's not the specifics, it's, you know, I know those points. I don't have any specific problem. It's just the way this thing is developing or something, you know. But he said dinner would be fine if you would like to do that.
I think I'd stretch it.
He says he knows you don't like to have dinners and that he'd be happy to meet with you any time of your convenience. He has to testify tomorrow and he would like to meet with you today, and he'll use the time. He'd like to know when, because he wants to spend his time getting ready to testify either right this evening or this afternoon.
Oh, fine. Why don't we have it? Get it out of the way and just say that to him. And then tell Henry not to try to read it today. Fine, man. Let's see. How about 4 o'clock?
Okay. It's hard to guess. My assumption is that he thinks that there is a program somewhere in here that would work to get rid of him, to do him in. And that he is not going to contest such a thing. If there is such a thing, he'd rather just go and not struggle with it than to fight it. He ain't going to come in here and fight a battle to maintain his position.
He can't.
Sure. I think being assured that I don't think he's right. I don't think there is a thing to get him out. I honestly don't. I don't think any. I'm trying to figure out where there can be one, and I don't think there is.
On the other side of the coin, maybe he wants to get out.
That's the other possibility.
I can't believe that he would. I mean, he can't just. I don't think he would be a very strange thing for him. His standpoint, just sort of check out now, just for 6 months, 7 months, right?
Very.
Quite a bad impression on this, or could be.
I don't have that impression. I have the other.
He just wants to find out where the hell it is all about.
On the merits of the ones he's raised, he has no.
Good. Well, just as well, I'd rather that he talk to me directly about that. You see, he looks at it from a different point of view. He believes in discipline. He believes in punishing people and they, you know, firing people and so on, and they don't. And it just may be that, you know, if you get a snap, we let me have that speech and so forth. He said, somebody screwed up. The hell with getting the hell out, you know what I mean? He thinks we're not talking about on occasion. Correct?
Yeah.
And I think that may be part of the problem here. Also, he has had his problem with the state. He may think he has some of the council. And I think he may think he has some of the Schultz.
But his problems with the council, he knows clearly where the power lies. And the guy can't expect, he's a politician, he can't expect that he's got a completely smooth path before him on everything that he goes. I can't imagine that he's...
Well, in a way, really, he's got to really decide, I don't think. I have a very great loss to us. Somebody to replace him. He's so much better than Kennedy is.
Oh, yeah.
And so much better in so many other ways. He's such a help.
Well, I don't think he's going to go. I think he's... He doesn't like being in a position of carping about this kind of stuff, and yet he doesn't feel he can get along with it. And I think we just got to...
Set up another procedure for
getting the path smoothed down.
See what the situation is. If he wants to talk to me, if he wants to talk to somebody, I'm going to talk to him. I'm sure he's going to talk to me. He's got to talk to somebody that really knows and is at his eyes. Say, you've got to find the time, but, you can take a really a ridiculous far back both of you.
Yeah, I do.
Bobby and Romney holding their hands, parting around. I just get right down to another play, another play. Our, I can't believe that it's maybe more mercurial than we think. But check it out.
It doesn't, sure doesn't fit. I suppose it's possible.
Since he's going to testify, why don't you just say that, since he's going to testify, that I mean, the question is, it's going to be free tomorrow. Or for that matter,
for him, I think he'd rather do that, because I think he'd like to then have his evening.
Why do we say 3:30?
Do his homework.
3:30. Better probably make a tree, I'm guessing. So it's a gone 3:30 or 4, suit his convenience to fit his own pattern. Or 4:30, you know, that I have time and I've been working, and he will be his own. Catching up on paperwork.
Irwin would like to see you today.
Well, I know that one.
Your that appropriations thing was next week. We had originally set it this week, and then we moved it because of the assignment thing. And it's, they've got invitations out and all that next week.
What? Let's keep, let's do things this week, but as I say, I think I'm all, well, I guess we've got to have some crap now.
Not very much, no.
It's what I had on the domestic side. Why don't you just put out the fact that I am meeting on domestic things rather than having. You seem to have a little camp, do you?
Yeah.
You feel we have 10 meetings with another, and you don't know. What I had is publicity. That's our thing. So everybody will know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, they also don't know what they're looking at. Okay.